Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Danny Hewitt is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Danny is co-founder, along with his father, John Hewitt, of a company called Liberty Tax Service. If you remember in the previous segment, I was talking about franchises and that there are hundreds of thousands of McDonald's all around the world. Well, it hasn't been that long ago. Probably only about 50 years ago or so, there was just one McDonald's. And somebody said, you know what, I think this could catch on. Why don't we add some water to this and sprinkle these around the country and see what happens, so to speak. And they created the franchise, the McDonald's franchise organization. And, of course, there are lots of others, thousands, literally thousands of others. But in the 20th century, the franchise concept was born. And that's also the century when a company called Liberty Tax Service was born by John Hewitt and also Danny Hewitt, who's with us right now. Danny's with us. He's a co-founder, along with his father, John Hewitt, of the Liberty Tax Service. So we're going to get Danny to talk to us about what does it take to launch a franchise from scratch. What do you have to do? Not only to be a franchisor, which they are, but what if you want to be a franchisee? What are some of the things that you need to know? Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
It's doing great. It's good to have you here. And congratulations on the success. You guys started this thing only about 9 years ago.
Yeah, we started in June 1997, and we started in one of the partners' basements of the house home computer.
So. I love those kinds of stories. Now, your dad was already in the tax service business, wasn't he?
Yeah, my dad's been in the tax service since the fall of 1968, where he first took an H&R Block tax course and really fell in love with taxes right then.
So he took a tax course and fell in love with taxes. Now, what does that say about your dad, Danny?
There's two things with the taxes.
I mean, he's obviously a wild and crazy guy, right?
My dad is a fantastic guy, but if it was two, it was his loves. Number one, it was doing math. He loves math. And number two, it was helping people.
Right.
And he stayed with H&R Block 1968 all the way to 1980, becoming the youngest regional director ever in history.
Wow.
For H&R Block.
So he cut his teeth with H&R Block. Then he started his own service.
Yeah, it was a funny story. He actually, they were writing tax returns by hand back then in the 70s and early 80s, and my father and grandfather decided, well, there's this new thing called the PC out there. Why don't we write a tax program, and this could be the future of tax industry.
Mm-hmm.
So when he left H&R Block, he decided they were going to write the program. They tried to go back to H&R Block, sell it, but obviously H&R Block, for good reasons, didn't buy it. And then they bought a company called Mel Jackson Tax Service in 1982 with six locations in Norfolk, Virginia.
Well, the reason I'm glad you're telling this story, Danny, is because sometimes people get in their mind that they want something and they think they need to get it this week or this month or this year. And you know, your company, Liberty Tax Service, is having great success as a franchise organization. But look at how many, not years, look at how many decades your dad toiled the tax preparation field, so to speak, on so many levels of the industry before you guys launched the franchise. That's an example, folks. Now, I'm not saying you have to spend, you know, 30 years or whatever to be able to do this, but the background is important, isn't it, Danny?
100%. You have to have credibility in the industry. There's no question about that, Jim. You're right.
Yeah. And so this is a good lesson, folks, for you. You know, Danny, sometimes people email me and they'll say, you know, I want my new business and I want it now. But they'll actually sometimes admit, but you know what? I want to start this business in this industry, but I don't know anything about this industry. Will you help me, please? And I tell them to go get a job in that industry.
Well, McDonald's makes you do that, so that's good advice.
Okay, so you decided to become a franchise organization in 97. How did that get started?
Well, As you know, Jackson Hewitt went from six stores to over 1,300 stores in 1997. And
whoa, time out. In 1 year, you went from 100 to 100
no,
to
I'm
over...
I'm sorry. We started in 1982 with six locations.
Oh, okay, okay.
And the company went public and sold in 1997 with right. over 1,300 locations.
Okay, so over the 15-year period from 82 to 97, you actually were franchising during that time, and you'd gotten up to over 1,000 locations.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. '97. The reason 97 is important is because you went public in 97.
We went public in 97, and what happened is, Jim, some of the pitfalls we had to go through is my mom and dad started Jackson Hewitt with $25,000 on credit cards. We had no money. I mean, you talk about struggles of business. We went through a lot of struggles along the way, but
right.
in 97, all the investors that had made, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars had decided that they wanted to sell the company.
Right.
My dad's
well, they were ready for they were ready for an exit strategy.
Oh, of course. I mean, by that time, they had made 400 times their original investment from 1982.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no question that they wanted to go ahead and reap the rewards of the benefit.
So you went public, and did that turn out to be a good deal for you? Was that the right thing to do?
At the time, we probably would have said no. Today, it's the best thing in the world that happened to us. We sold the company for $483 million. And today, now we have the fastest growing income tax company in the world,
right.
the Liberty Tax Service. So,
and your father recently got a pretty good little recognition, didn't he?
Yeah, now he's got his name's on 6,000 retail locations, so it kind of gives him a little credibility.
He's Entrepreneur of the Year.
Last year, he just won Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, among many other awards he won, but that's probably the most prestigious award he's won in his lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a very prestigious award. I'm familiar with that award. Okay, so 2,400, what's it take to manage that many franchisees?
We have
it's like a herd of cats, isn't it, Danny?
Basically, we have a lot of barns, but... No, we have three main offices. We have one in Virginia Beach, we have one in Toronto, and one also in Winnipeg, Canada. So, and we have over 300 franchisees. We have over 300 employees with over 1,500 franchisees that we support currently right now.
Mm-hmm. So, a total of 1,500 franchisees, and now, what does it cost to buy a franchise like yours?
Typically, you pay a franchise fee of $30,000, and then we estimate your startup cost to be about $60,000 to $70,000.
More than that?
In total, including
total.
The franchise fees.
$60,000 to $70,000 total, including the franchise fees. Some franchises, folks, are less than that. Some are a lot more, like in the hundreds of thousands. It's 20 after. Danny Hewitt is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Can you tell me? The vein of night that cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're back with our friend Danny Hewitt, who is Director of Marketing for and co-founder of the Liberty Tax Service. Now, folks, Danny's father, John Hewitt, who's Entrepreneur of the Year, Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, which is a great award, was one of the co-founders of Jackson Hewitt, which went public in 97. And then you and your dad spun off. You started a whole new company, Liberty Tax Service, which is a franchise organization that you now are operating. You got hundreds of franchisees around the country. And what have you learned in the last 9 years about franchising? Not as a franchise. Let's start first as a franchisor. If someone wanted to take their idea and turn it into a franchise like you did, what would you tell them? What's the best advice you'd give them?
Hire people that are smarter than you. Get a lot of advice. There is it's not an easy thing to do, and it takes a lot of time. And that's probably why it's not easy for people to get into franchising. Mm-hmm. You need to get a lot of experience and hire the right people to manage it all the way up.
Well, and you've got to have get yourself in the right frame of mind too, don't you? I mean, because a franchise, I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines.
really, it's a lot about vision, Jim. It's about seeing to that next step, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things my dad's best at is projecting where we'll be in 5 years or 10 years down the road. And as an entrepreneur, you have to see that vision. You got to be that vision for your company. Mm-hmm. As a leader, you got to show them where the path is to go.
What kind of people are you looking for as your franchisees? What's the profile of someone you're looking for?
You know, after we sold Jackson Hewitt for $483 million, we've got all the money we really need. We don't do this for money anymore. We don't need wealthy franchisees. What we need is people that are serious about the business and that they're going to jump in with everything they got and not give us half an effort. We look for people that are likable people, people that are going to go the extra mile. We look for eagles that are going to soar.
Mm-hmm. Now, what should a franchisee, someone who wants to buy a franchise, what should they look for? What kind of questions should they ask a franchisor to make sure that they've, you know, whether it's a Liberty Tax Service or a Carpet Master or McDonald's or whatever it might be? What should they ask?
I think you have to look into how much time is going to be involved into the franchise. Are you looking at a 100-hour week? Are you looking at, you know, I could do this in 5 hours a week? You need to look at how much money is invested into it. What are the franchise fees? What are the royalties? Is there a renewal fee for the franchise? Really, the time and the money involved is really going to be some of the keys that you're looking at. And then also, is this an idea that's going to stay around forever? The good thing about the tax industry is everyone's going to pay taxes.
You're pretty sure the government's not going to do away with that, aren't you?
I don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah. What if the government came up with a flat tax? How would that affect your business?
You know, Jim, they've been talking that for over 10 years now, and we haven't even lost one wink of sleep on it.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's get back to the questions. Should we ask about the staff, the management? Wouldn't that be a good question to ask? You know, who are your management? You know, Danny, who's the management in your organization, and how strong are they?
We have over 500 years tax experience with our top management team. A lot of them came. John pulled his top five staff from Jackson Hewitt, brought them over. So a lot of his staff has been with him over 10 years.
Those are the kinds of answers you want to hear, folks, from anybody that you're franchising from. What about follow-up training, John? Danny, I'm thinking about one of your tax service franchises. What kind of follow-up training are you going to give us? Initial training and follow-up training.
Seeing, Jim, that if the franchisee is not successful or franchisor is not successful, we spend a lot of time in development training. We do webinars, ongoing webinars. We do a five-day training. It's basic training and intermediate training, which is 5 days, and advanced training, which is 3 days. We do update training every year. Not only that, in the tax season, we actually are on a conference call. Myself and John and our top franchisees are on a conference call over 60 days of the 105 days of tax season, telling people exactly what to do and how to do it. You really got to look at that support. How well these franchisees are going to support you? You know, a lot of them will support you a lot until you get your check. But right. What are they going to do after that?
That's really the key, folks. These are all good questions, ladies and gentlemen, and excellent answers that Danny's giving us about what to talk about. When you're talking to a franchisor, you're going to give them your money. You're going to, you know, if I'm going to give you $30,000 of my money, Danny, I'm going to want to have all my questions answered, and you're doing a good job of that. And so, if you run into a franchise, you know, maybe it's a lesser known, smaller franchise, and those are probably some of the less expensive ones. A lot of people will run into. If you don't get your questions answered the right way, you need to run away, don't you?
100%. You need to get those questions answered right up front.
Yeah. Danny, give us a website for Liberty.
www.libertytax.com.
And how many you got around the country now?
This year we'll have over 2,400 locations.
How is it different doing the taxes in Canada than in the United States?
It's a little bit later filing season, and obviously you got to deal with Revenue Canada versus the IRS.
They have a higher tax brackets up there in Canada than we do.
I would not say that. They file a little differently. Married people have to file separately. For an example, file their own return.
Right.
But for the most part, it's
is their system better than our system or not?
No way. You know we're the best.
All right. Hey, Denny, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations to you. And tell your dad I said I'm proud of him.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, Danny Hewitt, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back in here one of these days and talk some more about this. Quick break. Right back with the famous John Leo right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.